This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You don't have to be a wine lover to appreciate a good deal, although getting good-tasting wines for a good price always does help, which gets us to perhaps the most famous low-priced yet decently drinkable wine out there. Charles Shaw, according to the label, $2 chuck to Trader Joe's shoppers. $1.99 when it was introduced about 15 years ago. Not too much more expensive now. Natalie O'Neill is a contributor to Thrillist who went in search of the original Charles Shaw. Natalie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kai.
Tell me who the Charles Shaw of $2 chuck is. It's a real person.
He is. $2 chuck is a guy who back in the early 70s became obsessed with wine, bought a bunch of property in Napa, built a winery, and used to make actually really good high-quality French-style Burgundies.
And you say used to make because business was not kind to him and he went broke, right?
He did, yeah. He made a bunch of money. He made millions and then lost everything.
So how do we wind up with Charles Shaw wine in Trader Joe's for what I think is now technically $2.49 a bottle?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a tale. he made everything, lost it all. And then a wine mogul named Fred Franzia, who some people might know from Franzia Boxed Wine, but he now owns a big company called Bronco Wines, sort of swooped in and bought the trademark for just $27,000 back in 1995.
Wow.
And completely sort of rebranded it as this budget wine.
How does Fred Franzia and Bronco Wines, what do they know that the rest of the wine industry doesn't know? How do they make it so cheap and yet maintain, you know, a semblance of drinkability?
If you look at Charles Shaw, a bottle of Charles Shaw wine, it mm-hmm. says on the label, bottled in Napa Valley, which has a certain prestige to it. But
right.
In reality, he's getting the grapes from the Central Valley of California, which is a much less desirable place for grapes to grow.
And thus cheaper, right? I mean, grapes out of the Central Valley are cheaper than Napa grapes.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's not untrue that it's bottled in Napa because he has a facility out by the Napa airport where it's bottled.
Wow.
But it's not actually.
Oh, great.
The grapes aren't from Napa.
Not untrue. There's a great line, actually, from Fred Franzia. He says, this wine is freeway aged.
Yeah, which means it's aged only on the way in the trucks from the Central Valley to Napa.
Natalie O'Neill, she writes for Thrillist most recently on $2 chuck, which you can get at Trader Joe's for $2.49 here in California. Natalie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.